The guy whose advice everyone should be following is Michael Fabiano. He's the fantasy editor on NFL.com. You also see him on NFL Network. He's on the Red Zone before the game start last year. Does a great job. Everything fantasy. You can follow him on Twitter at Michael_Fabiano. Welcome back to the show, Michael. Getting ready for 2012 already, aren't we?
No, absolutely. Been actually getting ready for 2012 months ago.
There you go.
But at least now with the draft in the rearview mirror, we kind of have a clearer view of depth charts and player value. So we're definitely gearing up here at NFL.com.
Love it. And we will obviously discuss the draft class, the big names in the first round, and also the Dolphins. But I want to start with a column you wrote today on NFL.com about number two running backs that could be of some value, guys that are kind of going to pick up yards and theoretically touchdowns behind other guys. And I saw Daniel Thomas was on the list.
Yeah, you know, Reggie Bush was a surprise to me last year. Had a very good fantasy season compared to what he's done in the past. But because he played one full season, it was the first time he actually played more than 14 games since his rookie year. I'm not going to go out and call him durable all of a sudden. I want to see what happens this season. But if he does go down with an injury, and again, before last year he had been somewhat brittle, Daniel Thomas comes in and maybe becomes a sleeper. And remember what happened last year, guys, when you had so many running backs go down. Adrian Peterson, Jamal Charles, Rashard Mendenhall, Darren McFadden. The list goes on and on. And guys that were behind them, like Michael Bush, for example, who was in the top 10 in fantasy points among running backs, and Toby Gerhardt, they came in and played well. And if you had any one of those running backs and didn't handcuff them with their immediate backups, well, guess what? There's probably 9 to 11 other people in your league trying to go after those guys on the waiver wire, and there's a good chance you miss out on them. So with all the running backs coming back from injuries this year, including a lot of the elite names, it's more important than ever to make sure that you give yourself some insurance in the backfield.
Well, Michael, everybody wants to know about quarterbacks, and with the success of Cam Newton, both on the field and in fantasy football last year, you got the number one and the number two pick draft of the NFL draft last month coming up. Who would you select? I mean, everyone thinks RG3 because of his mobility would be the guy, but tell me, if you had your choice between those two guys, Luck or Griffin III, who would you select in your fantasy draft?
From a fantasy perspective, it would have to be RG3, and it's because of his ability to run the football. And I'll give you an example of why that's so valuable in fantasy football. Tim Tebow last year. If you guys watched NFL Fantasy Live or listened to me on SiriusXM or any of the shows I did, I loved him. And this guy had a completion percentage of under 50%, and some of his passes it looked, you know, like they had been shot. A duck had been shot in midair and dropped to the ground. He still was one of the better quarterbacks in fantasy football because he would give you 40 or 50 yards rushing and a touchdown on the ground, and that's so huge in fantasy. That's why, like, a guy like Steve Young was so valuable back in the day. That's why Michael Vick was so fantastic a couple of years ago, because that is such a rare combination for a quarterback. Throughout the history of the NFL, we've seen so many guys who have been the dropback passers, like the Dan Marinos, and nowadays you got the Tom Brady's and the Drew Brees and guys like that. Now, guys like Newton and RG3 and even Aaron Rodgers to an extent, because he can give you 300-400 yards rushing and 3 or 4 touchdowns on the ground too, which just elevates his value. I think RG3 is a guy who's coming into a system with an offensive coach in Mike Shanahan who's going to put him in a position to succeed. You know, they added Pierre Garçon. I don't think he's a number one receiver at the NFL level, but he's a talented guy who can definitely stretch defenses. They also have Santana Moss still there. They have some good backs. They just re-signed Tim Hightower yesterday, and they've got Fred Davis, Chris Cooley is still on the roster. But I think they're going to put him in a position to succeed. Now, is he going to be Cam Newton? No. Cam Newton, that will never happen again, at least not in our lifetime. He scored 370 fantasy points as a rookie. That's just ridiculous. But if RG3 comes in and scores 100 fewer than that, 120 fewer than that, he's still in the top 10 or 12 in fantasy points among quarterbacks. So I like upside, and once you get past maybe the top 11 or 12 quarterbacks, you're looking at guys like, say, Mark Sanchez, Jay Cutler, Matt Schaub. Why go after those guys when you can grab an RG3 and all of the upside that he brings to the table?
You got a lot of guys out there who literally set, you know, their fantasy teams, you know, by who's best available, but they also take a couple guys who's their favorite player on their team. Looking at our team, taking Reggie out of the mix, and I know it's early, who is the best fantasy football player on our team if you take Reggie out?
I'm not going to make a lot of fans in Miami right now, guys. you know what? I mean, I'd probably say Matt Moore, because I think he's going to be the starting quarterback. And I actually, believe it or not, rode Matt Moore to a championship last season in one of my leagues. he actually had some really good matchups down the stretch. And Matt Moore wasn't a bad fantasy option. When the matchup was favorable, he put up some pretty decent numbers. And there's competition there, clearly. I mean, you've got Ryan Tannehill there. You've got David Garrard. But I think Moore will be the guy. And that... It's kind of an indictment of the Dolphins roster right now. At wide receiver, you're looking at Brian Hartline, Devon Bess, Clyde Gates, and some other guys that aren't going to be drafted in fantasy leagues. At tight end, they've got some options there, but nobody that's really blowing your minds from a fantasy perspective. Daniel Thomas, again, I like him as insurance, as a handcuff for Reggie Bush should he go down with an injury, but he's not going to be someone you're going to draft as a prominent part of your team. So right now, I mean, honestly, guys, outside of Reggie, I don't know if the Dolphins have a surefire fantasy starter on that entire roster, at least through my eyes right now, as we see things in May.
Michael Fabiano, fantasy editor, NFL.com, also on the NFL Network, is with us talking fantasy football 2012. Rookie off the board mm-hmm. in the first round that you're looking to make the biggest impact this year. Would it be Trent Richardson?
Yeah, and listen, he is going to be the guy. Whether or not he actually meets expectations remains to be seen. But, Jesse, he is in a great position to succeed. And I know a lot of people say, well, he plays in the NFC North, and he's got to play the Steelers and the Ravens and the Bengals. Well, you know, Peyton Hillis had basically the same task 2 years ago, and he was incredible before the Madden curse dashed him last year. But Richardson is going to see just an entirely huge, huge workload. I think Pat Shurmur could give him 300 carries. This is a guy who's a three-down back, who's not going to come off the field. Montario Hardesty is not going to take carries away from Trent Richardson. And Mike Mayock, NFL Network's draft expert, I mean, he compared him to Adrian Peterson coming out in 2007, and that is major, major praise. And other guys like Robert Griffin III, who we talked about, Doug Martin in Tampa Bay, I think he's already ahead of LeGarrette Blount on the depth chart. He's a potential three-down back out of Boise State, and you know Greg Schiano is going to want to run the football, so I think he's got some value. Andrew Luck is definitely draftable, too. He's going to be a number two. They gave him some weapons, including Kobe Fleener, who's a nice sleeper, because the Colts kind of redid their whole pass attack outside of Reggie Wayne and Austin Collie, but Fleener could come in there and make an impact. Justin Blackmon, I think he's the number one guy in Jacksonville. De'Ron Robinson, I'm really down on him. He had one good year, and it was with the Cowboys and Tony Romo throwing him the football when defenses had to pay attention to both Miles Austin and Dez Bryant and Jason Witten. He's not going to have the same impact in fantasy as he did in that last season with the Dallas Cowboys. So those are the guys that I think you're looking at. If you're looking at some other deep sleepers like a Brian Quick in St. Louis, although I don't know how many guys out of Appalachian State have made a big fantasy impact, he's the number one guy right now, and they're raving about him in St. Louis. So considering the lack of depth at the wide receiver position, they don't have that true number one guy. Brian Quick could be somebody you take in the late rounds who has some games for you.
Couple of quick ones from Michael Fabiano before we let him go. He's on Twitter at Michael_Fabiano. Right now, first guy off the board, you hold the number one overall pick in the draft. It is who?
Arian Foster, no doubt about it. And listen to it.
Hey, we see him week one, by the way. That's good.
Thanks.
But he's fantastic. And I have definitely, and I've been doing this for, this is my 12th year, and I never, ever, ever have gone away from the strategy of drafting a running back in the first round, but I'm going away from it this year if I don't have one of those first few picks, because there's no way you can pass up on Aaron Rodgers or Drew Brees, especially with the state of the running back position right now. So I like Foster 1, I like Rodgers 2. I would go with Ray Rice and McCoy at 3 and 4, but then you got to go, back to the quarterback position at number 5. Whether you like Brady or whether you like Breeze, I think Matt Stafford and Cam Newton are going to come off the board in the first round. Calvin Johnson, although the Madden curse maybe has me a little worried about him, he'll go off the board in the first round. Maurice Jones-Drew will come off the board in the first round. But after that, guys, lots of question marks at running back. So again, unless you can get a Foster or a Rice or a McCoy, there's no sure bets at the running back position. Go after the best player available, and in the first round, likely that best player available is going to be quarterback.
Very interesting. Still running back king early on, and like you said, I guess supply and demand has some effect on that as well. Michael Fabiano, one more for you. Arizona Dolphin in the chat wanted to know about a guy you just mentioned, and that's Megatron, Calvin Johnson. The numbers were just off the charts in 2011. What do you expect in 2012?
Well, again, the Madden curse, you don't mess with that thing. I mean, ask Peyton Hillis and ask Donovan McNabb and ask Michael Vick. I mean, the list goes on and on. Ask Marshall Faulk back down through the years. Am I that superstitious? I'm not going to take a wide receiver in the first round, regardless of who it is. I just don't do that. But in round two, if Calvin Johnson is there, I'm taking him, and I'm going to cross my fingers. But the thing is, he could already be in a position where people are going to think he's a disappointment because he had, what, almost 1,700 yards and 16 touchdowns last year? I mean, to do that back-to-back years, that's going to be tough. So even if Megatron goes for 1,200 or 1,300 yards and 12 touchdowns, wasn't as good as he did last year, so maybe the Madden curse already has an advantage. Who knows? He's still the number one wide receiver in fantasy football, though. I'm not that superstitious, guys, that I'm going to pass him up in the second round as the first receiver to come off the board.
All right, good to know. He is not letting the Madden curse get in the way of drafting Megatron Calvin Johnson in the second round this year. Michael Fabiano, the fantasy editor, NFL.com. He's on NFL Network, the guy for fantasy football advice. We had a bunch of people in this building win their leagues last year, and they all took Fabiano's advice. He's on Twitter at Michael_Fabiano. Always appreciate it, sir. Thanks so much.
Hey, anytime, Jesse, and we'll be talking to you soon.
Absolutely.